continuing that, we got that down to on Daf Gimel, the head in Dalit. Let's see. Okay. Start again, Dalit. Ubitsolo Beosel. You have it? If it's basically clear, Rakshan also on Kisman, Aflaram Mamutel Sana Yain, I feel it be Mishmeres. Why? Again, this is sociological. Periods of human history where people are fastidious, sometimes they're not. It would depend on, again, give you an example. In Eretz Yisrael, they want to serve red peppers, roasted red peppers. They will remove the skin of the red pepper by quickly broiling it. The skin peels off. Because people object to the fact that the outermost layer of the red pepper doesn't melt away. It remains distinct. You wear it as there's a skin on there. Other places are not makpid on that. So that would be like the kismet. So I went ahead, I wanted to grind up red pepper, it would have a little bit of those stuff in it. Somebody, yeah, fine. So it's, you detect it on your tongue that there's something in there. It's not as smooth as it would be if you went ahead first and broiled the red pepper and took off the skin. Then he says, then comes a fancy one. Lo yase guma besudo. Right? If you're going to filter through a handkerchief, and it's not, again, the key is, it is b'shas hadchak, or however you want to word it, it's usable, it's potable as is, but you want to clean it out a little bit better. So you can use a handkerchief, not a design filter for it, but a handkerchief.
Guma is a gumi, like a rubber?
No. Guma is a hole. Okay? But the normal way to use, want to filter something, I go ahead, I put over a kli, and it forms a guma, right? It forms a receptacle. The handkerchief is made so that, not flushed up. On Shabbos, you have to keep it flushed up. Well, in that way, you can only pour a little bit at a time. Right? If there's a guma, I can pour a lot at a time and it'll filter out. If it's, I want to keep it taut, then obviously I can only pour a little bits at a time for it to go through the filter, otherwise it'll fall out on the floor. That's part of shinui, okay? Says Yase Guma Basida Mishum Shinui. Wherever possible to do it, not Kedech, ye do it Bachol. Or Shemesanin Benapa Yizor Shall ye be truly Hanapa, truly a cleave Shemsan Soho, Gova Tefa. The receptacle shouldn't be 3.6 inches. Tefach is, sorry, 1 minute. It is 3.6 inches. If I have a receptacle, that's a tefach, right? And then I put something over it, if you're looking for trouble, you made an ohel, made a little tent. If it's less than a tefach, it's like lovud, it's some of the carpet, so it doesn't count. Then it's looked upon as no opening, right? No, there is no place for your residence. Nothing you can put in there. It's less than a tefach. If you have to be zohar, it says that from the top of the filter, Mishuli Hanapo, from the bottom of the filter, actually a kli shemasal zochu should be go with tefa mishum shinui. Avo mishum ohel leki, shivujin a kli atachton rochov biyoser. That's against those in Siyam Shulchan Aruch who say no, the issur is because of ohel. I'm making a little tent that way. He says no. He holds that the reason for not doing it is also because of shinui. Now, what's the big shinui there? If I have to filter a little bit, I don't need much of a receptacle. I have a small receptacle. It doesn't have a tefach. If I wanted to filter a glass of schnapps, I don't need a big receptacle for a glass of schnapps. Want to filter a quart of wine? Okay. So, nevertheless, okay. There's quotes of Bogan Avon for that. Now comes a very important halacha. Sticks it in. Where I'm Daf Gimel on the second column. Mayim sheyesh ben toloim butel lishosam al deimapa. There are little things floating around in little something. Usually these are larvae of insects, right? And they're floating around in there. You can't drink it that way, because of the isur toloim. So what I can do is, I told you just opened up a bottle of soda, I can just put a handkerchief over the mouth of the bottle and drink that way. Right? Then, why? I dare, what am I doing? I'm really borer, right? The toloim from the there, he says, no, don't worry about it. That's not called boder. Here, that's the critical statement. The rishas siya lo shayach boder. So tell me, what about our famous case of the watermelon in the pit and the fish in the bones? Why did anyone ever make such a tumult there? It says b'shas siyah lo shayach boreh, b'shas achil also lo shayach boreh.
In the beginning he said, k'tei lechem yad chayev, if you're doing psalas from ochel. So,
I'm sorry?
In the beginning he started out, habor psalas from ochel, afilu, etc., k'tei lechem yad chayev. So he doesn't say, there's achila by psalas from ochel.
No. Ochel miyad is not derech achila. That's ochel, miyad meaning, I prepare the thing and I sit down an hour later to a meal or it's served by a waiter. And here is mabes b'shas siyah, right? You know, as I gave the example, you put a handkerchief over your bottle and you drink it that way. Umishum malah bein leka. What is that supposed to? It suddenly came in just before he told us all also because of Malabain. Didn't say a chilik between Matunov and not Matunov. People, you with me? All along you've been saying that, Lord, that he too didn't always. There's Boreb, oh, but remember, that's Malabain. You gotta be careful that if it's white wine, it's Malabain, you can't do it. Only red wine, you can do it. Suddenly we throw in here, Midena Suda Matunov. Okay. Here again, you gotta have your feel for this stuff. Remember, I told you, key, everything is dark over kach. Right. What's the last time you washed your underwear? Right? By taking a bottle of water, putting the underwear in your mouth and drinking, and that's how you get the underwear clean also. Obviously, it's not a derech melabein. So where you have the melabein away from you, I can call it melabein. I'm going to go ahead and put a handkerchief over. You can't call that derech melabein. But the Yeshoslin, And he quotes over and over. When Abe says Yesh Osa Yikim Yishur, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham took the most chumadik yeshitis in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, now goes liquid separations. Up to now we're separating solid from solid, solid from liquid. How about liquid from liquid?
Before we go on, what we said, you said is sociologically here. Just to go back for a moment, if some people, the whole categories that we said, if it's not ruhi to anyone versus it's not ruhi to the robe, and if it's ruhi to the majority, why is that?
No, we didn't choose majority yet. So not majority, but anyway. You get, let's make the point, let's hear.
But why is that determining what we are allowed to filter?
Why? Because Dakha Bakach is a key to all Melech HaShabbos. How you do it is a factor, because that's implied in Melech HaShabbos, right? Play on words, I don't mean to interpret HaShabbos that way. But that's also a Maisa Chashuva, so.
So, like for example, you take New York City, and half of the from Jews will not drink between because of the cocoa pods without the Masanin.
That's nothing to do with. Now, the fact remains is that they have no objection to the water. Now they have a child in Aloha there. But the water per se with the cocoa pods is perfectly potable. It's not looked upon as a mixture of psolus and. You. Because of other halachas, you want to take it out. There. Therefore, post us a question. So it's not shaykh, what rov do, not, it's not in the rov here. It's rov, everybody, Jew, non-Jew, realize this water is perfectly fine to drink. Then we have a problem with toloim. That's our problem. You can't assign that to the sociological business.
Okay. So then, could we use what we just said about as though it's a ein bria v'shat shtia? If they're doing sinun to drink it miyad,
that's not shashti. He says that's not shashti. That's miyad. That's filtering and using it right away. Chid miyad or lachazman. But shashti is mum derech while eating, while drinking. We're talking about. That's what it says there. Right. We'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch too. The Ramah clearly says that, and by Bore, and then applies it to all other melachos as well. Next, Mutol Aras Mikli Al Kli Mashke Shesh Bo Shmorim. I'm going to pour up. I'm going to decant. Decanting is a
method of Bore.
For liquids, you decant. Right? You know what I mean. I told you an example yesterday about the sweet cream on top of the milk. Okay, what's halacha? He says, you can go ahead. I have one vessel that has wine in it with the, called the lees of the wine, or the shmorim of the wine that settles on the bottom. Right? So I want to now pour into another kli so I get my clear wine removed from the shmorim. Or kamoke muto lavos coffee mayal ha ground. All right, you people ever drink mud? What the Israelis call mud? That's Turkish coffee.
Yeah? Oh yeah, that's great.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What are Turkish coffee? They make coffee, and the bottom is. It's a whole bunch of sand, black sand on the bottom, right? Okay, now you want to go ahead and pour off. You want to use that coffee for making a coffee cake. So you want to pour off from the shmorim, not shmorim, there is, he calls it correctly, ha-ground, right? It's true, that's why it's our word, the coffee grounds, right? Ubavad she'eniyak sas mashke mashmorim. Or the Habahad Garon, what's the Chilisit? there's nothing wrong with separating liquid coffee from liquid coffee. So if I separate liquid from liquid, there's obviously no problem. I have one cup of coffee. I want to make two half cups of coffee. That's not boring. What then? I have grounds in there. I want to get rid of the grounds. So very simply, he says, don't separate the coffee from the grounds. So separate the coffee from the coffee. Leave a little coffee behind with the grounds. Then I've never separated the coffee from the grounds from the coffee. I've only went ahead, divided up the liquid coffee. Next. Okay, so what's the, in the case I gave you yesterday, a bottle of milk with a layer of cream on top. All you have to do is make sure you don't take off all the cream on top. Leave over a layer of cream. Then it's not boiling. Then I've separated the cream from the cream. That's okay. Next. Gamma chametz. Okay, it's similar to my sweet cream, but a little bit more vigorous action needed. I can separate the cream from the milk by shaking the bottle. If you shake the bottle enough, it'll become butter. Not put the milk in there. You got to take off the cream. Right, and then that cream, then shake that cream, and now it becomes butter. Now I have butter, and what's left behind is buttermilk. Okay. There I had what, an invisible component. You never saw it before. It wasn't butter. Before it was sweet cream. Now it became butter.
Mechabetz is blend.
In my home when I was growing up, my grandfather's zatzal was a chassidish, machmir on everything, and whereas we were able to get Chol of Yisrael by going to Long Island every Sunday and bringing back a big can of milk. I told you we used to pasteurize it ourselves, so called, by putting it on the oven and bring it to a boil and then keep on boiling it every evening. Stayed outside the refrigerator all day because they couldn't, the ice box wouldn't fit into the ice box. It was these 5 gallon milk cans. But you couldn't get any Chol of Yisrael butter. And he was makpid on that too. So we made our own butter. So when the milk came, we first took off some of the sweet cream and converted that to butter. Right? It's easy to do. My children were growing up. We give them a little jar with a few ounces of sweet cream and tell them to shake it. They keep on shaking it and it comes butter. Okay? So what he says? That's called mechabez. Shemotzi achem meacholov. O shenose in keva, he puts in rennet. L'cholov, k'dei she'takvi l'grina, in order to make cheese. That's also borer. You separated the casein from the what's left behind is called what? Whey. See, every H-E-Y, the ingredients of food, whey, right? That's the what's left after you take off the butter or the cheese. Whey, it comes from cheese. You curdle the milk by putting in an enzyme taking from the stomach of a cow, that's kava, right? Or O lab, I suspect that labo, I don't know what it is exactly, I suspect it's an acid substance. It would be citric acid, what the Indians use to make cheese, because they don't want to use holy cows for making cheese, so they use unripe figs juice. That may be what it's referring to, right? Kdesha takpi legrina, toloda de bovahu v'chayev, isu de reise. Also, liklot zana be'alacholov, you can't take the sweet cream off the milk, rak kedei lochlo meyad, but v'yanir ksas mimenu b'cholov. Next. Also, liten kitnios im afriruson lamayim, you have kidneys, I don't know what the heck you're doing it on Shabbos. I don't see how, I don't know any beans that you can eat raw, but maybe there are fresh beans. We don't get all our beans are dried beans already. Well, it could be fresh beans, but they have sand on them, right? So you can want to wash off the sand from the beans. You can't do that. That's taking the psolas from the ochel. Davla keborer. Nispazlu peros bechoser im bahamim mekomas also lakton mishum brero. What does it mean? Because they got dirty and there's sand on them. Right? So you can pick them and what? Meaning and wash them off. You left that out. Elam ken yochlo meyad kishe yod lokta. Right? Avo benoflo so chasuris veofo rafilo nofo mokabechot also lokta drakide lochlo meyad. Likewise, you can't peel apples. I'm not sure what it means about this last one here. I just said, I'm sorry. Also, lakta rakte lochlo miyad means you can't pick them unless you want to eat them right away. You want to pick them and wash them all. He leaves out the main point. What's wrong with picking them? You can pick apples fell down on the floor, you can pick them up again. He didn't say iso ma'amer. If they were sesame seeds, then maybe a shayla ma'amer. Nevertheless, that's what he says. Also, likro peos or niach, you can't peel a bunch of apples. You want to go ahead and peel oranges. You want to serve the orange. Avo kedei lechol al toshori. Also, larasei chalas zvash b'shabbos. You cannot crush a honeycomb on Shabbos. You all know what a honeycomb is? You've all seen honeycombs? Okay. You can't go high. The kiva na shava in royal achila have a keborer ochel shebe psolis. Right? And therefore, if it's ochel psolis, you have to meet the other things. Has to be biyad and miyad. Therefore, it's only elem kein lotse lechol atvosh miyad. Unless he wants to use the honey right now, then he can crush the honeycomb and use the honey right away.
Washing vegetables on Shabbos, is that is that borer?
That would be borer if the washing is for removal of visible grains of sand, etc., like on lettuce leaves and so on. But if it's only to remove the residue of the insecticide, if you wash it for cleanliness purposes, that wouldn't be borer. Also, lishod bosa rafil lesoch hamachol. Listen carefully. Bosa is unripe grapes, unripe fruit. And I'm going to squeeze it into a porridge, into a ochel, so that there's no isa shchita. I mentioned that quickly this morning. Isa shchita is to take a lemon, squeeze it so it's ochel, becomes mashke. If, however, I squeeze it into a salad where it disappears, for example, you like your mother serves a salmon salad, right, a ground up salmon, and you like it with lemon, you're going to squeeze it into the salmon salad or tuna fish, right? It's okay. That's not an isu of sochet because mitzchilas uchlo behashta uchlo. It starts off as salad, ends up salad. If I love, I want to squeeze into a cup of tea, that's also. And therefore he says, also afil l'soch hamachol, where there's no isu schita. Why? The b'chai gav, ki afta gav, the b'chai gav, the leke mishum dosh. Why? Mi de soch to l'soch hamachol, al kolponem, mi de zore kanisho, since you throw away that which remains behind, meaning the solid rind or fruit, havle kebor ochel mipsoles. Therefore, you have to meet the requirement of what? Ochel mito psoles, you need biyad miyad. Yelim lo rotsel echo anish nischad miyad. Ome hai taimo, nirli hasochet, citronit, lemon, okay? Citron, right? Al tzuko, lasos punch, sholekid eo. What's he taking here? I want to make lemonade. How can you make lemonade? Put in your 2 cups of sugar into the pitcher and squeeze the lemon on the sugar. Then it's ochel to ochel. And then you add the water. Vaso's punch. Okay? Why? Hakabodim, right? One, Yashe Meyat Mea Michael Beklipas at Sidrin. He should leave some of the flesh of the lemon along with the shell, so he shouldn't, what? He shouldn't be separating the flesh from the shell. Why? The shell, we said before, was a shomer lekri. Shomer lepri, there's no shayla of bora shomer lepri. No one knows why he says that. Right? Lo yisrod rak somer siyoso, okay. If it is bore, then it has to be somach also. But that seems to be a chumrah and a chumrah, because he said before that we don't consider a shomer lepri as a psolis, as a ra. Next. Now comes the big question. A fly fell into the soup. If you take the fly out, you bore the psolis from the ochel. That's also. So what's the halacha? Supposed to let the fly in the soup? Just eat around it. No. No such requirement. In a good old-fashioned Yiddish restaurant on the Lower East Side, if you complain to the waiter, there's a fly in the soup, he come over and give you a little more soup. How much can a fly drink? Also, Nikol Zvuv Hatsof B'mashke B'toch HaMashke Havel Borer Imlo. Don't take just a fly out. You have to sacrifice a little soup also. You take it with the soup. Then you didn't separate the fly from the soup, like you didn't separate the cream from the milk. Right? Mid Havel Kabor Imlo Sheyitol Ksas Mashke Imo Omnom Muto Litim Beitzer Trufo O Melech. So Hamashkin Mishril Shislol, which no one understands what the heck that is, but I know it, I tell you it's done. Okay. What is that? There are a number of times that I've eaten it. There's a thing called shav. Anyone know what that is? Also in English called sour grass. People don't stop eating. Once upon a time, it was a standard fare, Jewish it's a thing called sour grass. It looks like a lettuce type kind of. They cook it up, and it gives a sourish thing there. Whenever you put in the spices, also, then you would go ahead and beat up an egg, and quickly dissolve that into the, mix that into the thing. What it did was it gave opacity. Instead of looking like water, now it looks like something significant there. It's like a whitener, right? It says where to go ahead and beat an egg, right? And put it into the mashkin, right? That's, he says, the shilshi is cellulose, so that it should become clearer. There's no Easter on that. Why he throws it in here? It's a kind of a kind of a borer of some sort. I don't fully understand why that belongs in that section. Yeah. Okay, that's first chapter on borer. All right, we'll have much more on it yet. Yeah.
Okay, so when we say beyad, what does that tell us as far as fork and knife utensils on the dinner plate? Mm. Is that considered, is that an extension of the yad, or is that a kli?
No. To do what with it?
To eat.
Huh?
To eat. You're eating. You're cutting.
Why are you separating by eating? Why do you have to have a bowl? What's wrong with the odor? To cut up a piece of meat into smaller pieces and eat it, that's not a bowl.
Let's say you're separating the skin of the chicken from the...
Uh-huh. You take off the fat. And so on. So that's why you can get away from that. What I emphasized for the b'shas shi'a lo shaya bo'ah, b'shas achila lo shaya bo'ah. Okay.
So you don't have to pull the chicken away from the skin?
Right.
You don't have to?
Don't have to.
Who told me this and made me crazy? Yeah.
There's a pretty good, well, we'll show yet, even in Igros, he's machfer on one of these boiled things that are very strange. We'll do the Shulchan Aruch and Yitzchak Shem after Yom Tov. There, you see how clearly that heter b'shas achila has to be applied to almost all the malachos that shayach b'shas achila. Okay. Before I walk off with this thing, this belongs to you. It's hot. I got on the phone, I couldn't do it, which I'll do this tonight, but I'd like to get it, if we're going to send it out, I'd like to send it out before the vacation.
Okay.
So I'll do it tonight, and it's, I hope if I remember to do it. We'll see if we get a little bit more in the Gemara. In which mode did you prepare this morning?
I went through the Gemara's and week yesterday.
Huh?
I did the Gemara's and week yesterday. I didn't get that far.
You did the the last, the end of Ayin Dalam Aron. Get down to there. Which one did you do? need someone to teach that. You got this study ready now?
Yeah, the intermission, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We do the Tosfos in that night down by Aleph?
Borer?
Huh? Which? Oh, you some Tosfos there too?
Borer Vochel, we did that one.
Huh?
We did Borer Vochel.
We did the Borer Vochel.
Outside, you told us outside very quickly.
Tanya Chayev also did?
No.
No, well, that's just, you know, quick, pick up that one. Just a quick review of what we just learned. Alright. Where's the Gemara? What time to chai? What's going on? You don't have that Russian.
We have Hatani.
Huh?
We have Hatani.
Yeah. No, I don't know where this is. Up to. Pick up the Gemara again. Hoyulafon of Shemini Ochlin. You have it? 11-12 lines from the bottom. After Shapar Omar Nachmani, after he proves about what Abaya said, Hoyulafon of Shemini Ochlin, Ubir Rabbi Ochal, Ubir Rabbi Neach. Rabashir Master Potu, Rabion and Mendifne Master Chayev. Rabashir Master Potu, right? Oh, you were Tony Chayev. But we learned a similar case in a Braise that is Chayev. Lokasha, the corner of Tampa, and up of a cup. Good. Okay. We're talking about not Biyad. If you did a Biyad, it'd be Muto. People, you with us? Had he done the biyad bimuto? One says poto means potable also because he used not specific kitchen equipment. Where he says chayev, he used the correct kitchen equipment for it. Okay. Lokasha ha bekonu v'tomchoi. Therefore, he's only poto. hoben apen bekvoren, then it is chayiv. So pick up tesis, for tonya chayiv. Pish bekutus, the hainu breise deleil. Meaning, that's what we learned before in the breise, the napa bekavo yachayiv. The kosheleri, follow us. The lemaid the mekmina lo benapa kavro, benapa kvora. What's what? I think pronunciation should be kvora, right? How does he punctuate?
They don't.
Doesn't. Okay. All right. Mashma dafke lebo biyom also. Avol alto afil benapa kvora also shori. Kame de beya mashma de benapa b'kora also b'cholinyan. This nan beisil omrim bore kedako b'kona b'tamchui avlo benapa b'kora v'lo mafek beila alta l'bo b'yom. What's his kasha now? A critical observation. Is the altar always a matir? That's what he's asking me. What you heard just before in the first Yisrael, derech achila. What you just asked, must I move the skin from the chicken by moving the chicken from the skin and not the skin from the chicken. Right. Or they say, nonsense. If it's the altar, I don't care how you do it. If you go ahead and use even a special equipment that they have, a sieve, but I'm going to do it. I'm not preparing it for later. It's right now, the altar, then it also should be mutar. He said, because there, we don't see in Gemara Beyah that they made that chilik. Between Napa and Kvara, as long as it was the altar, is mutter. But the altar means the altar, meaning ready to eat, not bobiyom. The old de lechur leula de leil have a bor le bobiyom kamo la altar labayim kein shor leula but Napa Kvara feel le bobiyom. And if I analyze further, since the one who was matir a bobiyom, so bobiyom is called altar. So therefore, if I want to prepare it for zud shlichus, it's also good. Masis to the beya also lechol apachas a bobiyom, but there in the brayse, in the mishnah, it's mashma bobiyom is also if you do it with the instrumentation. Therefore, Nira Leri, the Braise de Leel Ayri Beborer Beyad. The Hocha, the Mukmil, the Benapa Bekora, Braise Achitehi. A Phil El Alta also Chayev Chatas. Basically, summing up what we just covered this morning. What he's saying is, Napa Bekora, there's never a Heter. Beyad or not, if you want to go ahead and put something through a sieve, even though you can eat it immediately, you can't do that. The sieve is designed for that purpose. I want to go ahead and sieve a food that has in it kismin, as he says, splinters, etc., which people do not want to eat. It's clearly a psolus. Then you have no heter to use a sieve. And if you do, even for alta chayv chatas. V'chei mash mito perish ben chananel de pirish sheish gimel dinim. That's the quick summary. Yesh gimel dinim beborer. La'alto beyad muto lechatchila. V'konem betomchoy poter avaloso. V'napa kvora chayv chatas. Independent of anything else. Use the regular instrumentation, the regular kitchen equipment, then you chayv achatos even if it's la'alto. If it's b'yad, it's muto. The kohen b'topcho is potra aval also. That's even la'alto, even not lohaniach. That's how we pass an aloha l'maisa today, right? In order for it to be muto, it has to be b'yad, right? B'yad, miyad. And ochel mito psolus, not psol mito ochel. Next stages, just that sharpens up the pshat. Remember this case, right, of Rabibi, who was serving as waiter, and he didn't want to get involved in pasking a shayla of borer, so he had a basket full of different fruits, and he scattered the fruit on the table rather than take out individuals, right, so as not to get involved with the shayla of borer. V'yadayna imishum kesava ocha mito psolis also, right? Or he was just being magnanimous, gracious, by putting all the fruit at once on the table. So the text explains, Pirish, lo yadana mashlo birim tchila. Why didn't he separate the fruit before he brought it? He should have brought one plate apples, one plate pears. Why didn't he separate it before? They came all jumbled together. Mashal birim tchil kodesh shivir lefneim. Aval ein forest mashal birim bishor sheiniach lefneim. Watch the alter definition coming in. If he was interested in serving them, right, then he could have taken out an apple from the pear, put it down to the fellow. Put on to the guest, that's la'alto. Even though it involves two people, it involves the waiter, right, and the guest. So if the waiter would take it out, it doesn't mean la'alto means he has to go and eat it. If I take it out and put it down next to you and you eat it, that's also called la'alto. It says, Avol ein l'forish lefneim. Dimkei my kamer imishim nekusava ocha mito psolos also. That's the Havmin. Oh, Kulam Hashanin Ochem Tov Solis La'alta. Therefore, it must be, the question is, why didn't he, it would have been more formal, more gracious, if he separated the fruits and put them down individually, right? He didn't do so. Not because it's also to do so when he was serving them, right? So therefore, why did the question isn't answered? Why did he separate it before? Yeah, well, he was busy before. He had no time to do it before. Therefore, to do it now would be perfectly muto. Right? Why did he do it before? Right? Before he could make up his mind whether it's muto or also even if we take ochel and we talk solus, it would have to be not lialta. It'd have to be called liachazman, right? Because he's not serving it right away. Therefore, he didn't want to get involved in that shayla. Maybe lebo b'yom should be called la'alta. That's the shayla. He didn't want to get involved in. Whether la'alta means miyad, or la'alta means l'osu suda, or la'alta means l'chol ayom. Those are shittas that exist. People passing it that way.
The case of the of choosing the fish.
I'm sorry?
The case of choosing, like, which fish.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only if the fish are mixed up together. But if it's on two separate plates,
of course,
it's totally fine. Yeah. Okay.
It has to have a mixture first, right? Okay.
We
have only a little bit of time. You have to wait to catch mincha. Let's continue. a little piece further in the Gemara. It's not Bishul, we're not going to do Bishul yet. But we got to get down to the all the melachas. You touch a little bit each melacha. So here's on Bishul. No, first we're up to where we're up to Omar Pop. Sorry. We had the strange case of Tumasin. We'll come back to it in a minute. Maybe tomorrow I'll discuss a little more on Tumasin there. Yeah. But I told you the pshat that I gave you is the only one that seems to make much sense. That the shells of the Tumasin, since they are necessary for the integrity, for the taste, it's to the advantage of the beans to have their shells with it. Therefore, the shells are considered to be ochel, and the tumasin are considered to be the one that could become less desirable, and therefore the tumasin. Are considered to be the solas, and you can't take the tumasin from. I said we'll come back to that case, but look at the next case. Here you have one of the strange little toysism that trouble all the mafoshim. Haiman the poras silka. If someone cuts beets, chayim mishum tochen. Okay. Can your mother make an egg salad in the morning? She wants to serve, as you know, somehow became almost standard fare at catered affairs on Shabbos, Sheva Brochas, Bar Mitzvah. They serve an entree, the fish, and they also serve another one, chopped liver and chopped eggs. In case you didn't get your quota of cholesterol during the week, you make up for it on Shabbos. Okay. But can I make fresh egg salad on Shabbos? Fresh egg salad requires you to cut up things into small pieces, including onions. Onions is geduli karka already. And by geduli karka, we have a shayla of tochen. Okay? So he says, Haiman the pola simko, if you cut up beets, again you must assume cuts up into little small pieces. Chaya mishum tochein. Look at Taisus. No one is happy with that little one line Taisus. Dafke besilka shatchina, avoshal ochlin shori. What the heck does he mean? Only beets are shar tochen. Radish is not. I mean, why only by beets? And celery, a couple of pieces of wood. Well, why is beets unique in that way? The language, Haiman the Poris. Haiman the Porim. Lifrom. Haiman the Porim Sikra, Silka. So Lifrom means to cut into small pieces. Rashi, the Porim Silka b'mem Tarsinan, because others have the Gilsa with a Samach, the Poris Simcha. B'Samach, Kedapit Shabarot, my Kippur Pirma meaning mechatcho hodek, hodek heitev, hedoik heitev, like you cut the psalm up into small pieces, right? Crush them into small pieces. So that remains a mystery. Why Davka Silka? Why Rachid means, what does it mean Davka Silka? Surely it can't mean only by beads. So there's I want to throw out a suggestion. Yeah. There are some fruits. We're talking about, look at the language, Sanchayev. We talk about Isu Daraisu with Chiyev Chatos. Yeah, I can see cut up celery is also awesome with Rabbanon. It's light, very soon with Rabbanon. I want to get an Isu Daraisa out of it. I think very simply. You ever saw a raw beet? You can't bite into a raw beet, neither. It's just not edible. Cut up a small piece, you can eat it. You only take the small pieces and fry them in oil, then you get these chips that they sell, vegetable chips, like the red ones of beets. You know what I'm referring to?
Yeah.
The red ones of beets. The orange ones are carrots. When you fry them in oil, they all taste the same. So taste of meat to say is, I want something which the cutting up into small pieces has accomplished something. But it didn't accomplish anything. It didn't, wasn't sucking the Michael Achila, then there's no chayim. Oh, it could be a potter. That's okay. That can conclude everything in that. But because the Gemara used the Lashon Chayev, therefore Tosha says that the Silka must be seen like Silka, right? Where in its big hunk is really not edible. In order to become edible, you cut it into small pieces. I think the same thing would apply to radish. The black radish, which also was once traditional morning, Shabbos morning, traditional service was radish with chicken schmaltz. Still is served some places, right? That would explain something. Tochein has to go ahead and be Iluimalia, I improved something. All Melechas Shabbos have to be Melechas Tikkun, that I've accomplished something. Therefore, Tosfos says Silko, you have to add Silko and things like Silko. Alright, next. Amar Rashi. Ikopet amishchosa chayim b'shumachatech. Okay. Here's a real problem. I see more cutting a tomato. Israeli salad has things, vegetables cut into very small pieces. And basically, I think a good chef or some, a good waiter, whoever does that, make sure the pieces look identical. If he makes an effort to make the pieces come out identical, then there's an Isur Mechatech. Okay, remember, Mechatech got its reputation from the leather industry. I have a hide of an animal, it's of no value to me, until I prepare it for something. By cutting it, it should be a jacket for you, or a coat for somebody else. So how I cut it so it should be a yirio for for a Sefer Torah, if you cut to a specific measure, there's an Isa Alav, one of the Av Malachos is Machatech. Give you a practical example. You guest in someone's house and you use the bathroom and there are no tissues, no cut toilet paper. All you have is a roll of toilet paper. If you take that roll of toilet paper, and some boards, most of them have little indentations, right? Little perforations, right? To cut it into that sheet, and then you tear it along that perforation, maybe an isur d'oraisa. Then, but kvod ha'odom, you have to cleanse yourself, right? If it's the rabbanon, we can be made from kvod ha'odom. Therefore, if you go ahead and you pull down some of the roll and just rip it off that way, you're not makpid on the shear, then it's mutter.
Even if you're not makpid on the shear, but it happens to cut on the perforated line, is that a problem?
That's not my enemy's hobby, it's also mutter.
I mean, let's say you just pull, and since it's already perforated, it's going to cut.
Right. But you don't makpid when you use one sheet, two sheets, ain't a makpid. Okay? That's a practical application. It's not an easy melacha to put into its proper place. If I cut the challah and I want to show off, I try to make each slice identical. The Isa Mechatech, no one says it. Ina Mechatech Lemido. He was talking about the food item in Mechatech. That's not talking about leather and cloth. Now Mechatech also has in it, just a side comment, the concept of the kli. I use a scissors, I use a knife, etc. So already the differentiates. We go ahead and tear a piece of cloth. There, that'll be mechatech. No, not tearing it because if you are mechatech, you use a scissors or a knife. But what if it's customary to sell material that way? You come into a store and there he tears off a piece of material, approximately what you want, right? And it not machatech to me, then that also is machatech. Right? That's the norm. Right? Because it's material, not that expensive. A quarter inch more, a quarter inch less doesn't make. That's how they're not marked bet on it. But all this has been sharpened up in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm giving you this for your orientation. Next, pick up one more thing. Balosh va'ofer. I got that lashon before. Amar Rashi, ikopat amishhosa. If he's makpid on the measure, chay mishum mechatech. Bahalosh va'ofer. Amar Rapapa, Shobek Tanit Dom Bichul Samonim Dabe Mishkam Nokar Ofer. Why did you use that as an Av Malacha Ofer? We had no Ofer in the Mishkan. Remember, Mishkan is construction of the Mishkan, not Avodas HaMishkan. Avodas HaMishkan had plenty of Ofer, all the Malachos, fine. So he answers again, Tanit Didon Sidra Lepas Nokar. He only did it to give you an easy way to try to remember the Malachos by mentioning the word Ofer, that brings to mind already Zoreya and Kotzer and Tochein, etc. All the processes needed to make bread. Okay, fine. Amar HaPapa, I'm sorry. We just had, it's giving you a definition of Bishul. What's the definition of Bishul? I know what fire is, got to put on the fire, of course. But we discussed already a number of times, when we discussed Zoreya and pick up the seeds after Zoreya, we brought in the Gemara of Ofer, becomes Ofer after it's Nikrim Uponov, after the crust forms. Until the crust forms, right? It's not a Maisa figure yet. Okay? Define for me what Maisa figure is. Comes in more and gives you a very nice definition. A figure is, if you take something soft and make it hard, like the crust of the bread, I take something hard and make it soft, like melting things. You with me? Heating, the shear has to be that alters the consistency of something. I cook an egg to make it hard. I cook meat to make it soft. Okay, people, you with me? Watch what he says. Hai man deshod de sichse la tuna. If he throws in a log wood into an oven, l'shururi imono kol mechavein. What happens to the log? Where is the log cooked? I need dried wood in order to make my vessel. What do I want to do with it? So therefore, I dry out the wood. Damp, wet wood, I can't work with it. So the carpenter one needs, right, kiln dried wood. Wood that was dried in the kiln. But what did he do? The wood got soft, the wood got hard, the wood is hard, the wood is soft. Where is Bishul? Why is it also? Mao the same as Shuri Monokama Chavein. Here's how we're learning Pshat. You might think that what? That he's only putting it in to make the wood stronger, better. But the Rashi says, L'chazek, right? But there's no real change in consistency, therefore there's no Bishul. Kamash Malan, not true. The Mirpa Rafi, Vihodo Komet. When you put damp wood into the oven, first it softens, the heat drives the water out of the wood. In that process, the wood is more soft than it was when you put it in. And then as the water is evaporated, water is driven off, the wood hardens down, so there's a double bishul. So actually wood also cooks. Why? Because it's not just wood, the wood contains the moisture in the wood. That's why you put it in the oven to begin with. And therefore, it fulfills both requirements of bishul. Namely, it should either soften or harden. It does both. The wood softens in the initial phases, and then hardens when the wood is driven off. Therefore, it's a rice of bishul. Otherwise, you would say that wood is not a thing can be cooked. I put iron in, I put an iron rod in, and I heat it up. Nothing happens. There's no isur whatsoever. When does the isur come in? Noah says, when you go ahead and you heat it so much that it anneals. Metal, when it's heated in an oven, changes its character. That's a wrought iron is heated in the oven, right? And but it takes on that those physical characteristics. that you want to melt iron, molten metal, sure, that's Bishul. But is there a concept of what the Gemara calls mitzaref? Mitzaref means to anneal, make it stronger. So we have such a shayla. Yeah, to put a metal object into the fire, there'll be a shayla if it does or doesn't. An aluminum pan it softens. If I take the aluminum pan when it's softened and I dip it into cold water, it hardens again. And therefore, the dipping the cold water on Shabbos is also called some ice tzilof. It's possibly kneading the metal. Okay. Okay, one more, then let's go catch Mincha in the balcony there. Amar Rabba Ravuna, Haiman de Asa Kufra, if you melt tar, Chai Mishum Bevashel. Pshita, of course, why? You fulfilled the requirement of Bishul. I took something hard and made it soft. No, Mao de Seima, Kiva de Hodor I Kushe. But leave the tar alone, you melt the tar, then you can go ahead and use it on your roads to fill in the potholes or the cracks of the road, they use tar, right? But the fact is that a few minutes later it's going to harden again. Then there's no act of accomplishment, there's no meleches machsheves here. Mao the same or what? Kivan the hodobi kushi. After that it hardens. A malo, I might think it's out of malocha. Kamashma, no. The fact that you melted it and made it possible to use this tar. Tar as it is can't be used. What makes tar useful is because I melt it, I can then pour it over an area where I wanted to fill in the crevices, like the roof. Like the roof across the street is tarred, right? Therefore, the melting is sufficient. Maisebishul. Aye, the fact laying on is going to congeal, is going to harden. That doesn't take away the fact that it was bishul before. Moving it into Bishul phase is enough for Malachas Machshevas. Okay, people, let's see if you can catch a Mincha. Now, boys, we have class on Thursday too, right? Officially?
Yeah.
All right. Try to make it. Things are what I can start doing tonight on some brushes for some.